Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, July 22nd, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by 1Password. Leading off today, ahead of the 2024 Paris Olympics kicking off this week, Apple is rolling out a slew of ways users can enhance their viewing experience, both in person and online. In Apple Maps, all permanent venues are now represented with colorful, hand-built 3D landmarks. Apple Maps will also now show details on pop-up locations, including temporary venues and shops, alongside new icons to represent important locations for Olympic attendees. In addition to the Apple Maps improvements, the App Store is also celebrating the Paris 2024 Olympics. This includes the official app for both the Olympic and Paralympic Games, as well as details on popular events and other third-party apps throughout the Olympics. In the Apple TV app, viewers will find the NBC Olympics Hub, powered by Peacock and the NBC Sports apps, and coverage will also be accessible with the Sports tab in the TV app and via the standalone Apple Sports application. And finally, Apple says there'll be special Olympics-focused collections in Apple News, Apple Podcasts, and Apple Music. In other news today, a new story from Bloomberg says that Apple is trying to tighten the purse strings on Apple TV Plus, if only slightly. The company seemingly wants to shed the image in the industry that it will pay more than rivals simply because it's cash rich. The story says that Apple is being more particular about what projects it greenlights for Apple TV Plus and is exercising more scrutiny over the budgets of its shows and movies. This echoes a strategy that other streaming services have gradually adopted over the last couple of years. But still, Apple is reportedly willing to splash out on big titles and looks for deals with star-studded actors attached. For just one example, cast salaries of The Morning Show Season 4 will reportedly exceed $50 million total, with stars Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon earning more than $2 million per episode each. The story also says that production on Season 3 of the Apple TV Plus show Foundation was delayed due to the 2023 actors and writers' strikes, and when production resumed, the budget for the upcoming episodes had gone up dramatically compared to what was planned. While Apple might have stomached that added cost in the earlier years of TV Plus, this time around it forced script adjustments to bring the budget back in line. Similarly, Severance was a huge hit for Apple when it debuted in February of 2022, but behind the scenes, work on Season 2 was plagued by scheduling conflicts and script rewrites, resulting in costs surging to more than $20 million per episode. Season 2 is finally finished with a release date set for January of 2025, and today's story says Apple wants to order Season 3, but bringing down cost is a key concern. Whether or not Apple's push to lower the cost of its content has a material effect on the user experience remains to be seen. Again, the company is largely following a strategy implemented by other streaming companies, and the cost-cutting of those other companies is believed to be more dramatic than what Apple is implementing for Apple TV Plus now. We are sponsored this week by 1Password. From creating strong passwords to effortlessly sharing them, 1Password makes it easy to keep your family safe. You do everything in your power to keep your family secure. That's why you lock the doors, have a safe, and set the alarm system. But what about online? Managing your family's digital life doesn't have to be overwhelming, and 1Password empowers you to protect what matters most without compromising on security or convenience. As families gear up for the new academic year, the need for secure and organized management of logins and information is becoming increasingly important. 1Password family accounts offer a valuable solution to enable the creation, saving, and sharing of household information. Everyone from children to grandparents has a digital identity, and managing your accounts doesn't have to feel like a chore. Get a 14-day free trial of 1Password by hitting the link in the show notes or visiting 1Password.com. Running out today, a new rumor offers a detailed look at what to expect from next year's iPhone 17 lineup. The lineup will reportedly include four new models, including the all-new form factor iPhone 17 Slim. The rumor originates from a source called Ice Universe, which has previously leaked accurate details about upcoming iPhone features. This week, the account posted a chart with a full breakdown of the iPhone 17 lineup, detailing that we'll have the iPhone 17 with a 6.2-inch LTPO display, the iPhone 17 Slim with a 6.65-inch LTPO display, the iPhone 17 Pro with a 6.27-inch LTPO display, and the iPhone 17 Pro Max with a 6.86 inch LTPO display. So if each iPhone 17 model uses an LTPO, or low temperature polycrystalline oxide display, this means the entire iPhone 17 lineup can offer ProMotion support with up to 120 Hz refresh rates for the first time. Historically, only the Pro and the Pro Max iPhones have supported ProMotion. Elsewhere, the rumor says the iPhone 17 and iPhone 17 Slim will use the A19 processor with 8GB of RAM, while the 17 Pro and Pro Max will use the A19 Pro with 12GB of RAM. Other tidbits according to this rumor include that the iPhone 17 will have a dual camera, while the iPhone 17 Pro will have a triple 48MP camera, just like the iPhone 17 Pro Max. There are, however, no details on the iPhone 17 Slim camera. In terms of pricing, the rumor says the iPhone 17 is expected to come in at around $800, while the iPhone 17 Slim will come in at $1,300, the iPhone 17 Pro at $1,100, and the iPhone 17 Pro Max at $1,200. So the expectation is that the iPhone 17 Slim will be a more premium, fashion-focused, design-focused option, hence the fact that it'll apparently have a higher price, even though it's technically less capable than the iPhone 17 Pro and Pro Max. Multiple other sources have reported the so-called iPhone 17 Slim. A few weeks ago, for example, The Information reported that an all-new iPhone 17 model will be significantly thinner than current iPhone models and could have a redesigned camera bump that's located in the center of the device instead of on the corner. But given the fact that we're still around 14 months away from the iPhone 17 lineup actually being announced, there is certainly time for Apple's plans to change. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. You can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. Find all of the latest Apple news at 9to5mac.com. And we'll be back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.